When it comes to home improvement, sometimes you need a pro, but sometimes you just need a little advice from a pro. Now, back to Rosie on the House.
Welcome back. I'm Rosie Romero. Iron Tar staff is here to melt away any anxieties you might have about your house. We're talking about Arizona. We're talking about Arizona Foundations. And we're talking about Arizona Foundation Solutions. That's the name of the company. We're not here to scare you. We're not here to drive up your anxiety. We're here to try and relieve any anxiety you might have. Roman, we took a call before the break that we couldn't get to. Why don't we go back to him?
Richard in Mesa.
Yes, good morning.
Yes, sir. Go ahead and pick up where we had to cut you off.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. The house was built in the late 70s. I've been in about 16, 17 years, and we developed a crack above the master bedroom window going all the way straight to the top, and then one from the sill that is starting to go down all the way to the foundation. I've actually come outside. I've noticed I do have a semi-large crack that runs horizontal in the foundation underneath that window. But I have noticed my kitchen window has a crack from the top of the window up above, and I've started noticing a couple of cracks in the corners by the garage and another corner of the house, but no cracks in the foundation in any of those spots.
And are these growing as you're experiencing these? Have they been there the 16 years you've been in the house?
The one in the master bedroom has been growing, I've noticed.
That's never a good sign. And are these cracks the width of pencil lead or a width of a pencil?
The crack is, I would say, the one that goes from the window downward starts, end up being about half the width of a pencil and then goes down to, you know, just where you can see it visibly, but not the width of a pencil lead.
I'm going to give you Bob Brown, the Rosie Certified Foundation Repair Specialist of Arizona Foundation Solutions. Bob, where are you going to take him?
Well, it sounds like it should definitely have it looked at. Most of the time, brick is a very brittle product, and so block and brick, when they start showing signs of movement like that, it usually means that the wall is moving, and of course what that means is the footing is moving. So, Richard, what major cross streets are you at?
I'm right around Gilbert University in Mesa.
Okay, north side. If you were at Gilbert in Guadalupe, that'd be a lot worse.
Good news.
That's an area known for trouble.
The south side of Mesa and Gilbert, very high clay content soils in that area.
Okay. Now, what would you do at his home? Y'all go out there. You're just going to look at it? You're going to take some measurements? And what are you going to do to analyze what's really going on here?
Well, first thing is we'll send somebody out just to look at it. Just to get some eyeballs on it and say, yep, this probably needs to have a deeper look. So what we'll do is we'll come out the second time around and do a very, very thorough analysis. We'll take readings of the floor 5 or 6 feet on center throughout every room of the house. And then what we do is we put that into a program that plots topo lines, kind of like in a mountain map, and it does it in color. So when you look down on it, you can intuitively see what's high and what's low. And that's been a common instrument in the industry for many, many years. And what that does is that helps you figure out relatively. It doesn't tell you what's hot dropping or what's raising. All it does is tell you what's high and what's low. So you have to be careful that you interpret it right. And then what you do is you look at the low areas or the high areas, and you see what damage is in the high areas, what damage is in the low areas. So if you got a lot of damage in the low areas, well, you probably got some settlement going on. Or maybe all your damage is in the high areas. Well, it probably means you got some heave going on. And then we'll do some deflection analysis. We'll try to figure out whether how bad it is or how good it is. And we use the standards set out by the Foundation Performance Association so that it's very, very objective. That way we don't let our subjectivity get in the way of it. And we do a deflection analysis, which basically compares one point to another one all over the house and basically develops this, how out of level it is. It gives a scale, bad, not bad, horrible, whatever. And then we can kind of make some judgments about where we need to go from there.
And what would your general charge rate be for that study?
For the study, we charge $450 unless it's like a big old honking custom house up there in carefree or something. But most of the time, it's, you know, if it's under 3,000 square feet or close to that, it's going to be about $450.
That's topo mapping the floor of your house. In what increments? I mean, how sensitive is your equipment?
It has an accuracy of about a tenth of an inch.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
Yeah, and then what we do is, by the way, we always have it reviewed by our civil engineer.
Then the civil engineer takes a look at it, and y'all develop a solution plan from there.
Correct.
Arizona Foundation Solutions in Phoenix, 602-702-5390, and in Tucson, 520-762-4160. Bob does operate Arizona Foundation Solutions statewide. He's seen it all.
Yes, sir. Jerry has a great question. He's building a home and wants to be proactive. Welcome to the program,
you
Jerry.
You wish you got this call more often.
Yeah,
I
did.
You'd solve a lot more problems.
You'd be out of business, wouldn't you? All right, Jerry, what's your question?
Morning, Rosie and Romy and Bob.
Morning.
I just bought 22 acres up north in Paulden.
Nice.
You know where that's at?
Oh, yeah. We do, north of Chino Valley.
Yeah.
Yeah, the back 3 acres are actually the Big Chino Wash.
Oh, nice. Perfect. I got a buddy that lives just south of it, Jude Mortensen. He's probably listening this morning. He runs a granite shop up in your area. Beautiful,
okay.
Beautiful country.
So I'm getting ready to retire. It's in an AE flood zone. And I was wondering, I'm going to build the house out of masonry, like Rosie recommends. And I want to know the best way to build up a pad for it.
Well, build up a pad, you got to call a good dirt guy.
Yeah. I mean, you... What they're going to do is they're going to do what's called a proctor, and they're going to determine the existing soil condition by taking basically just a core sample of your soil and seeing what condition it's in. Many times what we have to do is we have to go in there and what's called over-excavate. We're going to go in there and we're going to dig out 2 or 3 or 4 feet of soil, and then we bring it back in layers, water compact it back up in layers. We try and accomplish a 95% compaction rate. And even at that, you know, I would tell you, with the suspicion of soil conditions that you have, I'd get a soil engineer involved early, and I'd have the footings engineered by a soil engineer.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing now. I'm not retiring for 5 or 6 years yet, so I'm in the very preliminary stages of finding out what I need to do. We have contacted an engineer that has done several homes up there.
Perfect.
Most of them are mobile homes that are set up about 3 or 4 feet on block.
Right.
But like I said, I'm taking your suggestion and building out of masonry, but my wife won't go as far as a metal roof. She wants to just a fettered roof.
Okay.
Is your engineer a structural or a geotech?
A geotech.
Okay, good. You really need to get some borings and get a good geotechnical. That's the thing that gets skipped on almost every house that gets built, it seems like.
It's a requirement up in Yavapai County because it's an A&E flood zone. I have to bring an engineer in.
Very good. Very good. So once we get the engineering done, what would be some of the things a soil engineer might engineer into this foundation system if, in fact, they determine, hey, we might need to do something more than the traditional 24-inch trench?
Well, there's a lot of options. The geotech makes the recommendations and the structural gets to implement them. But, you know, a lot of times if you have really compressible soils, you might over-X, put them back. You might put some deep foundation elements. We're doing a lot of pre-construction helical piles for new constructions and add-ons. For instance, if somebody's adding on a wing to the home, they're building off the prepared pad, and you can't really bring a, you know, big tractor in and all that.
Huge problem with hillside homes.
Yep.
Huge problem.
Everywhere. But, you know, the geotech will say, okay, I'm going to give you, you know, 2,000 pounds of per square foot rating, and so then the structural engineer will design for that. Or he'll say you need to have a really deep a stem wall to stop moisture from getting in because you have potential clays underneath there. And so then the structural will design, you know, instead of an 18-inch stem wall, he might design a 2 or 3 foot stem wall.
There you go. There's just a couple options.
And Jerry, just so you know, I'm sure you sound like a regular listener. You've probably picked up on the fact we do have a certified referral network in Yavapai County, and mentioned someone in Paulden. There's another gentleman that is very familiar with Paulden. He owns a company called Renovations. They're a general contractor. We'll make sure you have his number, and for that area, for that building, local building resource, you're going to get everything you need from Renovations.
Mr. Tom Riley, he's actually in studio here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, oh, good. Yeah. Good,
so
good.
We'll have a chance to visit with him. But that sounds like a great scenario. A masonry home right up against Big Chino Wash up in Paulden.
Oh, if he's got a horse, he'd jump in that wash.
Oh, he'd go forever.
Oh.
He'd go to the Grand Canyon.
He could. All the way to the Hoover Dam.
How nice is that?
All right. Let's bring Mark into the conversation. Wants to know if the cracks he's seeing are cosmetic or structural. Good morning, Mark.
And good morning. How are you today?
Very good.
We sure appreciate taking the call. I have a territorial-style home in Goodyear that was built in 2001. And my wife and I repainted the home 3 years ago this summer. And when we did so, we caulked the tiny little cracks that we were seeing in the stucco finish. We're beginning to see those return now, sometimes in the areas adjacent to the corners of the windows, but also in the larger panels between windows. Very, very fine cracks. They're probably not even the width of a pencil lead. In some cases in the corner, maybe a small piece of the stucco has come out. We used an elastomeric caulk when we caulked those, but we're not quite sure why they're returning, and not sure if I have some movement in the home or if they're just cosmetic issues caused by the heat.
You want to take that, Bob?
Sure.
I mean, what is it? It doesn't sound like a lot of settling to me.
No, I mean, first of all, when you caulk a crack that's really tiny, the caulking material can only stretch, at most double its size. So if you're starting out caulking a tiny crack that's a 1/32 of an inch, well, it can't go much before it can't stretch anymore. So that's the problem with using caulking on really tiny cracks like that. Let me ask you a question, Mark. Do you have on that same wall that's on the perimeter that's cracking the stucco, do you have any cracks in the drywall on that same, like on the other side of the wall?
Haven't noticed any drywall cracking on the interior of the home, with the exception of one along the ceiling that runs from the front of the house to the back of the house. It appears to be right along a seam between two pieces of sheetrock that were mounted up under the ceiling.
Yeah, that's a very common crack, and there's cracks in ceilings I'm not too worried about. If you had those same cracks on the inside, I'd say you got something. You probably got thermal movement, and they're very hard to get in stucco. They're very hard to get out.
Now listen, Mark, we've got two Rosie certified painters that live on the west side. One's at about 59th Avenue and I-10. One's actually in Litchfield Park, Dave Rimming and Donnie Breeze. I'm thinking that if you would have them throw their eye on it and maybe coach you as to the proper caulk technique for cleaning those cracks, applying the span, elastomeric caulking, textured caulking over this thing, you'd probably find. We'll give you both Donnie Breeze's D&H painting and Dave Rimming from Dave's Adobe off-air right after this.